You may have heard of a story from long ago about a young man called Aeneas. Aeneas lived on a small island in the middle of the ocean. The island was cold in winter but scorching in summer. This family was not well off but did not go without. They had beautiful gardens surrounding their house. Aeneas loved nothing more than to tend the amazing flowers that grew there. One hot summer's day, Aeneas was bent over weeding his treasured garden when he suddenly jumped from a voice behind him said, "Beware of the beast that dwells between the mountains in the north." "Who said that?" exclaimed Aeneas, slightly afraid. "I'm a messenger from the gods to warn your people that the feared harpy is heading your way. You have been given this quest to save your village. We will present you with some tools to help you. A magic sword and an invisibility cloak." Aeneas took the sword and cloak and returned to his house in order to tell the others about the quest. Whilst packing him some food and water for his journey to find the beast, his mother said in a worried voice, "Please take care and we all love you." The next morning, very early, as the sun just began to rise, Aeneas started out on his exciting but scary journey, only taking with him the food and water his mother prepared and his sword and magic cloak. Aeneas stood on the shore. As he looked across the water, he thought about what his journey ahead of him will bring. He clambered into his boat. The water was calm and the sun was burning down on his bare back. In the distance, he could see the island where the beast lay in wait. There was a flash of lightning and the sky blacked as he approached the gloomy island. Aeneas stumbled up the rocky face of the mountain towards the raging mouth of the cavern. He cautiously wrapped the cloak of invisibility around him and tiptoed inside. There was a stench of stale blood. Aeneas was surrounded by darkness. He could hear a faint murmuring in the distance. He crept further into the cavern, his heart pounding like a drum. And ahead of him, he could see bright red light, the beast's eyes, and a stench was getting stronger. He had to act fast. The beast roared. It was aware that someone was inside his hiding place. It started to flap its wings and lunged forward. Aeneas raised his magic sword and pierced the heart of the beast. Blood splattered everywhere. The beast fell to the floor, screaming with pain. Then there was silence. The beast was dead. Aeneas returned to his family. He told them the mighty harpy was dead. Everyone on the island could live safely in the knowledge that they would be threatened by the beast again. That they wouldn't be threatened by the beast again.